When I was preparing to preach this morning on these scripture readings, I was constantly reminded of a childhood saying I used to say when people would use bad words against me and call me names. It was, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me or harm me." And this was kind of to deflect what was being said to me as a young boy. But it's really a false narrative. Words have power and can hurt people, especially young people who are developing. Words will either nurture them or denigrate them, or build them up or can tear them down. Words have power, and they hurt us. We're all impacted by what is said to us by other people. Now, I believe this childhood saying came to mind over and over again as I was preparing to preach on the Word of God that we hear in our scriptures, because all these scriptures talk about listening to the Word of God. It is because we're living through this pandemic right now, and it sort of turned our world upside down. It changed what our normal was, changed how we do things, how we socialize with people, how we work, how we go to church. I mean, just look around us here. But then on top of that, we also have to put up with a bunch of hate speech now, disinformation and prejudices that seem to permeate our society these days. It just adds to our anxiety. So I think that's why I was thinking of this phrase about sticks and stones. But hopefully we can take the next few minutes and focus on God's Word. Take a respite from all this anxiety that we're having to deal with this pandemic and all this hateful speech that we have to listen to. Several years ago, there was this cell phone commercial. And the actor in the commercial would take his cell phone and go to all these different places, all these different situations. And he would say, "Can you hear me now?" "Good." In a way, I think that's what we heard in the parable from the gospel today. Except it's a little different. It says, "Do you hear what I'm telling you?" Jesus said it this way, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." Jesus used this parable of the sower to point out about listening to God in our lives. Even if you listen to the words, you've got to understand what they're trying to tell you. You've got to comprehend it. And once you do comprehend it, then you must embrace those words like they're seeds planted, fertilized, and watered in the furrows of our heart. And when we do that, we're transformed by those words. Here and now, we become sowers ourselves to others. God said in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but it shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." Unfortunately for us mere mortals, understanding what God is asking us sometimes can escape us. We don't always hear God's call in our lives. After Jesus finished telling the parable from the boat, his disciples asked, "You know, why do you speak to them in parables?" You know, this is something I can identify with. I always have trouble understanding parables, especially when I was a younger man trying to read the Bible and understand it. and try to build my faith. You know, I've had dyslexia my whole life. And dyslexia is what you see with your eyes and what you hear in your mind. Sometimes it's jumbled up. The words get mixed around, so reading becomes a real difficulty. Comprehending becomes a real difficulty. So every time I got to the parable or any parable, I said, Jesus, why are you doing this to me? Just give me a list. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can follow that. Do this, don't do that. That would be much simpler. However, I think our faith only grows by having the difficulty of working through what it means to us. If it's easy, it just sort of blows on by. We have to get into it. We have to understand it. We have to figure out how that's going to affect me. And in struggling to understand the parable, we take ownership of it. It becomes important to us. But fortunately, in today's gospel, Jesus explains the parable of how to hear and understand. And Jesus replies with a description of a difference of believers who accept God's gift of faith and grace and understanding, and those who fail to respond to these gifts are left in the darkness of their own disbelief. Jesus' original purpose of sharing this parable and all parables is to proclaim the kingdom of God. In describing the obstacles of understanding, the thorns, the birds, the bad soil, Jesus is admitting that there are difficulties and even resistance to the coming of the reign of God. Nevertheless, God's reign will be established in a manner that is rich and abundant, as the harvest of Jesus foretold. Just take a second and look around. In the midst of all this stuff we're having to deal with, you're sitting here in church. A lot of people are watching at home. This is the fruits that Jesus was talking about. We're the fruits. Unfortunately for us, God does not give up on us. We don't always understand, and sometimes we even refuse to believe. But we may be ready to believe tomorrow. As things change, our understandings change. And with a parable, the meanings can change to us depending on where we're coming from. Each day we can have a new understanding in faith. God reveals himself to us when we're ready to receive that grace. And our understanding of God today is conditioned not only by our past revelations, but our lives. Everybody's journey is just a little different. Sometimes we even have to hit rock bottom. Remember the story of the prodigal son who took his father's inheritance, went off, squandered it on a life of dissipation, and was left with nothing. He hit rock bottom. Then he realized everything he had came from God, came from his father, and decided to go back to his father and ask for forgiveness. In the words of that cell phone commercial, I'm sure God was asking, "Can you hear me now?" Good. He is always calling us back to himself. And we all Christians are called to do our part. It's not only up to the priests, the deacons, and the pastors who preach the word of God, but for each one of us to be a sower of the good news to others. We are all the church and share in the one body of Christ. We become part of the body of Christ and are graced to actively participate in the missions began by God in Jesus. And in Jesus, God spoke the ultimate word of salvation and grace. For his part, Jesus continued God's mission by embodying it in himself, in his works, in his words, the good news of salvation. We who profess and believe and belong to Jesus are called to continue his mission by realizing our role as evangelizers. As evangelizers, we are eager witnesses to the good news of salvation, not only in what we say, but also in what we do, how we live, how we choose our jobs, how we vote, how we choose our friends, how we tend to the earth's resources, how we give voice to the needs of the poor and the voiceless and to the marginalized of our society. In an encyclical written about 40 years ago by Pope Paul VI, he described evangelization this way: the process of bringing the good news into the strata of humankind and through its influence transforming it from within and making it new. The purpose of evangelization is the interior change of a person and the collective consciousness of people, the activities in which we engage, and the lives and the concrete milieu which is theirs. By glorifying God in our lives and living the gospel message, we probably, without knowing it, become a spark that ignites the understanding of faith in others. Our life becomes the momentum for others to continue the mission, the journey we share in common to be with God. Remembering God's words have power to transform us and others. May God bless you on your journey and give you peace.